USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly a million people in California have been getting messages like this by phone.
Due to an elevated wildfire risk, Southern California Edison is monitoring conditions closely and may initiate preventative power shutoffs in your area.
And in fact, that and other utilities have shut off more than a half million homes and businesses in Northern California so far. That's because of concerns about strong Santa Ana winds, which could bring down power lines and power poles, causing fires in the dry conditions. The White House refusing to cooperate in the House impeachment inquiry. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House counsel is calling the investigation constitutionally invalid because the full House hasn't voted on impeachment. Two people fatally shot at a German synagogue this morning on Yom Kippur, and this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
The average price for gasoline across the country has fallen by 0.3 cents this week, down to $2.65 a gallon. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that $2.65 national average is actually a 27-cent decrease from last year.
Average prices across the country stand at $2.65, a small increase of 0.3 cents from a week ago. Overall, prices remain 27 cents lower than last year when they averaged $2.91 a gallon.
California Motors are paying the most, but even they may get a break later this week.
Gas prices across most areas of the country will likely trickle lower this week thanks to oil prices having fallen. Even California, hard hit by refinery issues, should see some relief as well.
I'm John Clemens.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 314 points, the Nasdaq down 133. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Two scientists in the U.S. and one from Japan sharing this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The prize is going to John Goodenough of the University of Texas at Austin, Stanley Whittingham of Binghamton University in New York, and Akira Yoshino of Japan. The scientists will share the prize for their work in developing lithium-ion batteries. The 97-year-old Goodenough, the oldest person to be awarded a Nobel Prize in any field. Montgomery, Alabama, electing its first black mayor in the city's 200-year history. Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed defeated TV station owner David Woods in the city's runoff election yesterday. Unofficial results showing Reed tallied about twice as many votes as his opponent. He's scheduled to be sworn into office next month. Sony is confirming that PlayStation 5 will be released next year, saying the next generation console will be out in time for the holidays. The games console will come with a new controller that uses enhanced vibration technology, also promising to cut loading times so games boot up faster. And you can say the great pumpkin has arrived. At the New England Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Topsfield, Massachusetts, where a gourd tipped the scales nearly 2,300 pounds yesterday, it was a record for the annual contest, though it fell short of a world record, which was set in Belgium. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.